That the order is
I make the Ara. And the Shulchan Aruch left out the priority of what's better, what's worse, in terms of it's flipped over. There's a safer this way. In other words, if you have to leave it, ideally you should have a safer, should be closed. It has to be open, it should cover. Those are the two good ways. Then the two bad ways. It's open, it's uncovered, face down or face up. So we mind the whole discussion, which is better, which is worse. The Shulchan Aruch left that out. The Taz put it in. Right. Right. And the Aruch HaShulchan also quotes.
So the best is let it uncover. Then right. The second level is face down.
Right.
Which is what it has to do.
Right.
And the worst is face
up.
Let it up with no cover.
That's what the Taz also has to do. But the Chaim with the Ha'orah, the Mechaba left it out. The Chaim and Chaba Shulchan Aruch should have told us with this order what to do if you suck. The good Ha'orah. A good heart, the note of it. But the Taz on the Aruch HaShulchan both do mention it. Okay, very good. Now, I wanted to make a couple of comments about yesterday's shiur. Number one, I spoke about a distinction between newspapers and Sfarim. So I explained to you that it comes to a sefer, which is treated with great reverence. So the likelihood that the person was even pressing the button, he also recognizes that it's a holy thing and has this God-given law, and therefore there's a greater chance that he has in mind to be mekadesh it, as opposed to a newspaper. A newspaper just he thinks it's it's nothing. Yes, there's a Torah column in the back. Also, it's mixed in with the Divrei Kol. And putting in Shemus is not so simple, because you're fixing in Divrei Kol, and something's not right to bury or to otherwise give proper disposal to a mix-up of Kol and Kodesh. Especially if you put Shemus into a kever sometimes. The man that put the safe into a kever is one thing. They put the Jewish press into a kever, very nice. It has tales of the Medrash, and tales of the Gaza, and tales of the rabbis. I think it's an advertisement for Astroland or work. So what's that doing in the Kevin? So that it cuts both ways. The issue with the newspaper. Yeah. So it's not so clear. I did want to point out. Yaakov showed me that it's quite mafurish, I think, in the Aruch HaShulchan, the story she suggested yesterday, which I wasn't sure if it was correct, but the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say. At the end of Siman Ayin Reish, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Lamatet, the very last Sif, talks about print. Print is like Siva. But now he says, Zev Vada Ga'ata Sha'otim B'muchni, machine, Shemagalgal, a wheel, Shemagalgal Anir Al-Otil, Shemuchni Olechas Me'atim, it goes by itself. Uli Sha'otim Yanir Al-Otil. That's the Mechlawak, but it goes by itself. Nobody's fool. It didn't go by itself. When you press a button, then it goes by itself. So, but yes, he didn't hold that hell that could have gone by itself. Vaday ain't the ksiva. That pshita she'adam tzarach she'ichtav lo she'nichtav me'atma. So he won't go into that. I guess he's going with the Korach Sheni idea. Fine, with against the Yad Ramah. He didn't have the Yad Ramah. Upshita she'bitzbut ain shum kavona l'kdusha kamuva. Right or wrong, I don't know. That's not our discussion right now. Let's move it through. For the moment, the feed of Oro, the last one was important. When we call a gomu vadai kadosh, him lo kedusha sefer Torah, ava kedusha mi a yesh bahem, va otto le sarfa, lishtamash mitashin shbosri, vein tzavik with that. Before what Yaakov said. That the Rambam said, if it's dvarim ba'alma, no kavana, there's no kedusha, that's only kedusha kashem. But kedusha, whatever, other svarim, perushayim, would be ram. Not as in they have to have a ksiva, just the words themselves, the fact or that whatever's in front of you, no matter how it got there, has a certain level of kedusha. Precisely, if the level of kedusha is somewhat lower, it could take effect somewhat easier. And therefore, in this kind of case, it would have that level of kedusha. That's exactly what Yaakov says in the Furush and Aruch HaShulchan, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Lamed Tes. That's comment number one. Yitzchak asked me a question yesterday. I want to make that comment number two. Some people sit at a table and put their hands with their elbows on the table. Is that out? Look up the din and source for the Masechta Sof. That's where the Yitzchak comes from. The Gemara maybe gave told me where to find it. And there it's out there. It's standing out on your time, and your elbows are on it. We have no mocha to ask it more than that. It could be that it's not in the table. But you don't need any mocha. It's obvious. That's also obvious to be a designer. Because if you look at it, I couldn't find any referish in print or even in foot, but in anything. But if you know about it, find something, let me know about it. I don't know. It's a good shout. The end of the shiur, though, this meshing, I don't know if anyone heard me. What do you put a Mishnah Berurah this way? So you see people walk around over there. See this way? They want to pick that up. Put it this way. And I go like this. Put it like this way. What's the difference? It's the same thing. It's 50-50. I don't see what the big deal is. But all right, no, start up with people. I don't see the difference. I also had a svara, as far as the Batchai mentioned, the answer of up and down. Could you say a svara, and maybe it's only a bizoyan to leave it up or open, whether up or down, in a gelila, but not in a kricha like this? I mean, no one says this, but yeah. What's a big bizoyan? We don't quite fully grasp what the bizoyan is over here. We're not used to this. It could be that if you have a gelila, like a sefer Torah, leave it open like that. You don't leave a Torah open, it's a gelila. So if it's just a sefer, which is the kricha, maybe it's not such a big bizarre. It just entered my mind, but again, there's no one in the world who I saw said it, so I can't say much about it, but maybe if you find it somewhere, let me know. Then, Yaakov had a new vote today. He wanted to say that all of us firm have no solution whatsoever. Nothing. The vault is terrific. Why? Huh? I mean, with the later Torah HaShulchan, I'm going to overcome even that firm. Right. So before we got to the Torah HaShulchan, we require Ksav, or Tfus, the Taz goes to great lengths to prove that Tfus is considered to be Ksav. That's what we made reference to that. So there's an implication that if it wouldn't be Ksav, you know, the words say, Ma'im HaTaykon, Shemav Yavet, whatever they say, there's no condition to it. You can ask me a question, which someone was asking before in a different context. Today, most of us are my photo of them. In effect, we call zero. You go take a paper, you go downstairs to the copying room, you can get it to work, and you zero it. So that's a picture. You see, it goes, the light goes on. You take the picture of you, and then flash. It's the picture. So a picture of Chara is not Sav, and it's not Tfus. Tfus is Chara raised print. So not Kamina, if it's a day. What the post will say, and you write this way, and you put the paper on the type set. All the same thing. There is no type set, there's no nothing. It's a picture. It's flat. So if it's flat, it's not raised. So therefore, Yaakov suggested that maybe there's no din of Ksav, no din of Tfus. Maybe the Taz is Mashmah. If it wouldn't have been Tfus, Ksav would have been Muslim. So I told him I thought Mitzvah, and the closest thing I could come up with, where the words are there, but it's not considered to be Halachah with Ksav, because they didn't have pictures of Mitzvah, Mitzvah, and Chazal. But what can I come up with? So it's like Chok Tofus. Chok Tofus, you know, the figures in Gibson and elsewhere, earlier in Menachos, you didn't get to, that if you're supposed to write something both in Gibson and in Sefer Torah, you have to write it, to do an act of writing, which means you for Chok Yerechot, you do something actively to have the letter form. If the letter sort of forms by itself, you do this, and the letter forms secondarily. I can't go into the prophet right now. It's not considered an act of tshiva, and therefore it's possible with respect to guests and with respect to tzilin, Sefer Torah. So I thought maybe the same thing. That's one thing. What's Takah Adin? If Chok Tzorfus. If someone wrote a Sefer Torah with Chok Tzorfus, it's possible to Sefer Torah for sure. But would have it a din of Kiddush or not? Again, before we get to our Rosh Hashanah. We're just saying, or Sefer Torah. No, this is a real good question. They wrote a whole Sefer Torah Chok Tzorfus. It's not a din of possible to, in the full sense of you can't reach me. So the full could do it. I have some kind of something. So I was thinking that maybe there's a comparison. So he showed me that the Tosfos, the Rav Ravina Ben Yamin, who says maybe Tosfos is not considered clear, but considered Chakika. So it doesn't say that when Chagim is called Tochus or Chalkirachis. I would have thought that off print is really Chalkirachis. So maybe that's why that condition is called Tochus. But again, I don't have the original source. I'm not sure we have Binyamin, maybe it's a Masim Binyamin source, you don't know. And therefore, it remains somewhat of an enigma. But once again, once I've been off a Shulchan with this question now, even if it's, no matter what it is, with no kavana whatsoever, it just exists. The words themselves acquire a certain measure of respect. You can't throw it out of burden because it would be zoya. Finally, as far as yesterday's year, the idea of the chumash, that amazing Rashba, a chumash which is one-fifth of the Chamisha Chumash Torah, he said that's for sure you have to stand up for. And the only discussion is, we'll call a Shuvah to Rashba. You have to stand up for that. And he says, yes. And the Dominican is not that way. The Dominican don't stand up for other Svarah. But what about the other hand? That's one of my questions. The Rashba is Machmer and the Rambam, they say, make. But there's another question. You have to stand up for Chumash Mishalahem. So the Chara, if you don't accept the Rashba in one half, you don't accept the Rashba in the other half either. So you might not come in. You don't have Chumash and Shalahem. You don't have it. Who sits there and writes the whole Chumash and Bereshit and stops and the Vayechi? Not a very wise defense of the time these days. That does exist. A Pasuk of Sefer Torah. That doesn't exist. A Pasuk of Sefer Torah is a Chumash. So you have to see a Pasuk of Sefer Torah, yes or no? Not a Baruch Hashem, no? Some of them are copies. They just stand for a Pasuk of Sefer Torah. Well, stop. It's possible. It's a big, Gareth Larrauti. I saw it somewhere. I forgot where I saw it. Some person talks about it. Anybody? We're not going into now. The Maya, we don't read the positive for Torah either. It's not an issue about it, but that's not our discussion. Did someone see in print or in photo offset or anyway, anywhere? So the question whether you have to stand for a positive paper Torah. I think I saw it, but I forgot where. Someone? I have this memory, I saw it in the last few days. Yeah. Right. So a positive one you don't stand for. I recall seeing it somewhere. But that probably would be an afkamina. According to the Rashba, you should certainly have to stand up with its the pashtus. You know what you're saying, but the pashas is actually no words in this respect. Anyway, then a chumash. Okay, about so now we're going to do the last two simonim, Resh Pei Gimel and Resh Pei Dalet, and then after that we'll turn our attention to the Shmona Sukkah Shabbat Torah, an appropriate way to end the zvat. So the end of the Shmona, the last Sukkah of the Torah, so the last year will be on that topic. We're not up there yet. So Resh Pei Gimel, Siv Beis. Lo yichtov megillah b'fnei atzma, sh'yivah parshiyas. Ve'en kosen megillah l'kinnah l'snam t'slamet bo, v'imtatul ha'shnim alachum ha'shmut. This is the famous din of Dvorim Shebichsav. Yesar ha'shar l'omun ba'al peh, which al peh is anything but a full sefer. Right? Very nice. Quote of the din Shulchanah. Says the Shach. V'da'at ha'rif, ha'molcha, ha'guda, v'shar poskim, v'mutza, v'shem eis, l'asas, l'ashem, Hey, favorite of itself. Shereina call Yodim Bal Peh. The Aila Kola Olam Chumashim. The Beta Medrish, the Beta Faithim, the Beta Knesset. The Avol, the Bittl Krishma Tvila. Not the Krishma Tvila, all the Bittl Torah, he says, in the next of Kuntz. Bittl everything. That's what we accept. The Minig Olam, that's like the Shach, like the Rif, the Mordechai, against the Amam of the Shulchan Aruch, who say it's in fact us. However, the Taz, the Tzivkot and Aleph, has a very limiting statement. He says, all right, we pass in against the Rambam, based on Eitz Lav. Teimah Ramosh, the Kotel of Zekhtar. How can the Rambam be quiet? You should have mentioned it. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Baal Yatayshus, the Mordechai, are making. Aval Mikom Makom Ein Heter Lekadeh L'Islami Bel Mishim Eitz Lav L'Hashem. Aval Osu Shekosim Shukim Al HaKotel. The Eitz Simento, Lav Shaper Avdi, the Torah Hasuma Nitna. So the Rataz is saying the Eis Las is Lashem is only when it's necessary for Talmud Torah. Some to take the right on the wall Simon Tov or Mazel Tov. I don't know what. Mazel Tov, something like that. That would be okay, but it's not a poster. But some of the write down, I don't know. Oh, the Ruah LaTzadik LeYisrael Simon. The big tzadik is coming to town. So people write that down? No. But now you say that's not allowed. You're doing to learn from it. The problem is that people do this all the time. Well, that's not a full positive, you could say. No? Yeah, Pasha Nevi'im, but I believe, but it has to be a positive in Chumash, a positive in Tanakh. Huh? That's right. You put an Aaron Kodesh, they put Shiviti Hashem and Nagy Shabbat. How do I do that? I said, we have an Aaron says Kesset Tov. They're very frugal. Okay. Kesset Tov, you're allowed to write the Shul. But Shiviti Hashem and Nagy Shabbat, you're allowed to write that. Because that's for learning purposes. I'm serious. I remember that's a good point. I have to sit them on all these things. According to the Taz Bechara, it is, also, I would call it maybe not Simon Tov, but not for learning. So I was thinking, the Pesach and Shulah right over here, into Cotton Bay. There's people used to write half sentences, half words, and they put letters together. But that's not, we don't do that. But then he says, when they made all these shtiklach, actually, you gimel tevas sluchas below shinu, b'yachem and shinu and eskar. But if you had a finagle so much, you don't have three words straight. Why? Where did number three come from? Where did the number three come from? We came from, we'll see, Siv Gimel, Kosov Megillah, Sholosh, Sholosh Tevis, and Shita Achaz, Mutter. What does that mean? Mutter. Right? Three words, it's permissible. As far as the basis of the Gemara, the Serugin, Gemara in Yuma. So he said, so why is he saying so chumadik? Ashlo ye gimel teva smukos. Should it have learned ye dala teva smukos? So look how I thought, in all the spirit of love, I thought that this shayla, whether the magic number is 3, or the magic number is 4, in other words, is it caught up between 2 and 3, or between 3 and 4, the Rambam was literally tasso, in the very next limit, when it comes to spiritus, but the Rambam passes, so you'll have to write 3, and I'll have to write 4. The Mechaber de Paskin, you're not allowed to write even 3. Machlokas Amaroyim, and it's up to Gittin. So the Chara, I thought it was all about Tyre, Amos Lushi Tosin. Then it's 3 in the Mechaber, no? The Mechaber says, over here, 3 is Mutter, right? 3 is Mutter, right? And 4 is Asur. And there he says, even 2 is, only 2 is Mutter, 3 is Asur. So Ha'orah. Anyway, it seems that the Pesachei Tshuv incorporate that already, that kasha with the whole Teret. I guess there was a mystery with all the Chumra. I said, Ad Shalor Yud Gimel Teva Tzmuchas Belo Shinu V'yachav Neshinim Anastar. Oh! Here's the, oh, what I'm talking about. Yichdol, but Shivit Hashem and Negri Sama Tzmuchas and help. Actually, you write Hashem. Oh, that's not the whole problem. But hey, I just revealed, it's no problem. Ki Mi Tzion Tzeitei Torah, you write that, you write a lot. And 4 words, no Shinuyu. See me, see you, take it, tell us. It should be also put anyway. Yeah. Oh, he says, Yichta d'chtav mashita. What's d'chtav mashita? Like we write, like a Rashi script, or like our script, any script which is not the same as Sefer Torah script. That clown, called Siva Sheyichta b'Sefer Torah, Muta Lichtov ha-Megila ha-Zov. Umi Udafka Pisul ha-Shuba Eichot ha-Ksiva, Ava Pisul ha-Kalon. You can't say, I'll write it in, I don't know, blue ink, that's not. But if it's Siv itself, solve the problem. And I have a question. People today, I don't know. Right, phenomenally perfect. So people today use lock print with the discussion of the Sefer Torah. I don't know, that's what seems to be. Because they catch the Torah, probably it's not the Sefer Torah. Tagim, we didn't get a chance to learn Tagim, everybody. Yeah, we couldn't get it, but called the Rosh Poskim, Tagim Ananake. But that's a good question. Is that Tashim or Sefer Torah? That's not. So it is. Those letters kind of look like they're Taka HaTashim. Some other letters you write differently than Sefer Torah, no? Kessi. Huh? Well, we have a set.
Do a set there? My eyes can't see that well.
Chaim? Yeah, Baal of Chaim. You had a chet with a thing straight across. You know the Gemara says, a chet must be two sides. Not as long straight across. That's just a convenience that we have. You had a chet straight across, the chara, would it be possible to have a Torah? I thought so. You didn't give me a chance to learn anything on it. I don't know. But we'll have to look at the Kiva Tama. He's put the Torah up with us. Oh, you have it? Okay. So chet you write differently then. What else is the difference? So shin, so you should print somewhat different. Although this is called the Minig Ashkenaz, you wouldn't use those shins. What are the letters that are different? I don't know. The kids, a couple of letters that I would say. Great. Kosher with the Evan, the same result. I mean, it doesn't help us. Okay, and a shin which goes flat across on the bottom. With the tops just plain little things. Kids, you have to look carefully. But maybe, I would hope, I don't know hope, it's with hope. You might find that the average Ksav Merubah, what they call it, they print the Ma'ariv, and that kind of a block print, and even might also not be kosher to save itself. If it is, then this paper wouldn't work. So you have homework now to go learn a little bit, see if it's A, to know how you write, how to make it with your mezuzah kosher. And be to know what you can write it in downstairs when you have a mazel tov or something. Okay, the call, I thought that might be a possible head. Okay, now it's true, I want to make it a point over here. The Pitzke Tshuva is talking about a case which is even Islamic. It's going according to the Mechaber who acted with Islamic. So I want to move it over and say the same cooler which he has the Islam according to the Mechaber should work according to Shah when it's not Islam, as the Talmud points out. That's what's moving it over once. The Orach HaShulchan is our minhag to follow the Bach and the Shach, and it's Mutter, even Shalola his Islam. What Shach? What does he mean by the Shach? The Shach over here is the Siv Kotten Vav, where the Mechaber says the Siv Dalet. Also, Lirkom Psukim Vitalis. Explains because it's a day. Be Zion, and even though there's Rabbi Yeruchim who says also the Chol Min Atov Sukkim, it's bad, I'm in Igla Hakul with that. Who's sitting and reading at the back of my talis and says, what does it say? It's Tosfos, I don't know. Yevilim Tasalach, three words. Okay, three words. It says, I don't know. What does it say in the back of the Shalaisim? Also, that's six about kind of big day. Six words, okay. So, no, we're sitting and learning from that back of my talent. Just to check with it. Zemadach from the Shah, that he holds against the talent. It's a head to gum. Why? Seems to be, this is the machlek. Eis, las, lashem, a favorite of himself. So they allow you, going to the Rif, and the Mordechai, and the Tosfos, they allow you nowadays to write something down in a truncated form, not in a full paper, in order to establish a possibility of learning, you know, the ability to write on an old form, a sweet gracious succession. What's Shach? They were there for matter the entire Issa? This is God, history. Tuchtam and Sheikh. Well, no, not at all. Not Huchatruya. They only said, look, in order to be able to learn, we give you the opportunity to write and lesson a full say. But if that's not, then it's awesome. That's even Machlokes the Shach and the Taz. Okay, really? That's the Machlokes. I was thinking about that. According to the risk that we assume, like the role posted against the Mechaber, that there exists a Heter, the Rambam holds no Heter. Aye, don't we all know? Everyone knows. They pass the Shem Eferet HaRasecha. If you look carefully in the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara has the Hefter of Eslach LaShem Eferet HaRasecha for the opposite of it. Dvorim Shebal Peh, Yat HaRasher LaKosva. For the famous Hefter, right on the Mishnah in the Gemara, that's based on Eslach LaShem Eferet HaRasecha. Does the opposite Hefter exist? That's a the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say no. And I told you that the Riv, supposedly, now the Riv is only based on an inference, but the Mordechai was there, and Tosis, what Tosis? I never say what the Tosis was. So who's going to have a here? Anybody swear to? So if you learn that Gimel, if you get that far, then you can start there, I guess. Does the Maharaj try it? The Maharaj try it? I'm not giving them a day. So when the Tosis over there says, Eighth last of Hashem. Awesome. He says, what are you talking about? That's one big issue. Obviously, the Rambam disagree. The Rambam and the Shulchan disagree. They say it's two issues. So one could argue that the mere fact that this statement is being made, and since we know that part of it is Mutter, the other part is Mutter, might in effect prove that the Shach is right and the Taz is wrong. Don't have a Shach and do a Mazda decision. So the fact that, well, not an absolute proof, but the, one could say that what gave Tosfos the license to assume that this is also Hutah, even though we don't part of the Ferish and Shach to a Mazda, but they say it's, well, it's one big Isser, and it's Hutra. Because if it only be the Chuyah, then maybe he wouldn't have a right to say it on her own. And therefore one could argue it's Mutter in all cases like the Shach, but against the Taz only the Club. But, it's not Mukhra. You could still say, no, it's one big Isser, and the Zman HaTalma, they were not the half of it, and it gives us license to the other half only based upon Torah. Same as they were not the forget, so not completely Mukhra. Yes. Good question. Once again, to my price, everything well, does apply to us. You know what David Aftarah said? I saw one, and I sure we had one. In some old Gilgal. They write out the Tzava Shurif in another class, all the Aftarah. I don't know what you captured that time. That is a stone Bible. I don't know, what do you accomplish with the Sefer Aftarah? It's snippets. Snippets from Yehoshua, snippets from Shoftim, and from Shmuel, and Malachim, and Yeshayim, and Yechetzel Treyasim. So, life is only small and broken. But that was a fellow that had his custom in a certain place. But the Gemara of the Ferish talks about that in that same context. I don't remember. Okay. I don't know about Chayas. I knew the Gemara, but maybe he overlooked it or he had a different shot in the Gemara. You're raising a good point. Okay. Just bring it to your attention. I remember once someone told me Chassam, I think Rabbi Shechter once told me Chassam Sofer. But I couldn't find it. Chassam Sofer says, you want to write a Sefer, you better be L'Shem Shemayim. If you want to write a Sefer, just to show how great a Talmud Chacham you are, to make fun of L'Shem, it's Aser Avram Shebi Alpeh, Yeser Asher L'Kosim. It's only Mutter L'Shem Shemayim. So he yelled back to Taz against the Shacham. I assume it's the two is still in parallel. But the Aruch HaShulchan, after he said all this, has a remarkable conclusion, which I don't fully grasp. In Reish Pei Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, writes like this. The Rif Roll a hotel, but should loaf should the colony be thrown after the torch flame of the bno. Okay, so we pass in the way. Eighth last. Volume of the roll a bit of torch. Now, he quotes the Taz and the Shach is against it. He means the Shach assumes it's cut involved, I think. Ah, for Idna, look what it ends. For Idna, Shachol b'tfus, ain't after me to be there. So I thought it meant, I thought, oh, that means mutter, right? So I thought, hey, it means mutter, because we don't, because we're not writing it in Stavashuri or something like that. So I thought it meant to say. V'alocha tzal rabba, v'ein mat pisan tzochot michu mishalim. Whee! Something ran on me. I read it half a sentence, I thought he was going to say everything's mutter. He said, everything's awesome. What's that? I think he means he holds like the task. It's only mutter with tzorach. And there's no tzorach anymore. Run the press a little more. Print the whole ration. You want to print it in first grade, you're going to learn the task of lechlecha. So print the whole ration, of course, another 2 cents. That's what I think he means. But, you know, I don't know if it's a factor, right? And I thought we followed the Shah. And I don't know if it's more about Savashu, you know, Kosher Sefer Torah. Maybe it's that we spoke about. Cotton Gimel, please. The Cotton Gimel says you can't put Sukkim in the talent. The Radvaz says he's called Afilud Vav Shalchol Osir Lirka Moson Vitzar Ashurit Shaktar V'atma Yeshba Kedusha Rabba Kosa Tzukim Ben Atora Afilud Vitzar Acher Osir. You can't do two things. You can't write Divit Divit Chol Vitzar Ashurit. You can't have Tzukim Ben Atora even Vitzar Acher. Now according to the Shach of Kotz Vav, you can make an opposite distinction for the Pesukei Teshuva. That Pesukim is Taka Mutter, as we saw before, even if it's not L'Slam in the Mutter, but Sha'ad Bar Bashur is Zosha. Where did that come from? That's the Ramo and the Simon Reish Pei Dalet. Yes, all of them are the end, Lichtov, Tvar, Mishol, Chol, the Chlam, Ashur, Shekos, and Bar Torah. We can go the opposite direction. Opposite direction. The Radvaz, the Pesukei Teshuva says, Afilu, Tvar, Mishol, Chol, also Lichtov, the Chlam, Chlam, Ashur. And I could say, Pumpakeh, Dvaram Shal Kodesh also as for the Ramah, Dvaram Shal Kodesh is Mutter as for the Shach. So there's not another one-way street. The Aruch HaShulchan, here again in $50, because we don't even follow that Ramah. Says, Yidad yesh osim nipto b'chtav ashur et tivrechol. Lo nogu kei. Why not? Because I'll say, Vrav shal chol, mutal avim b'lashna kodesh. Memelu adin b'chtav ashur. The same way I can talk in Hebrew and talk about the weather. So too, I'm allowed to write about the weather in b'chtav ashur. That's what he says over here in Simon Reish Pei Gimel. See if you doubt. Adi Ramo Akhirit. Later on, in Reish Pei Dalet. This guy has to give an explanation. We brought a right to be mounted from Russian Kurdish. He's just yet on my soul. The star in a domino about that. So you have a soldier that told us we in the Tumuna and the Osium. From a Sharif of Hakma and Kabbalah and the Sephraim. There's no detail of giving heaven of a rick. I'm a man now that the Matisse and the Atisse called the Rechol the Sava Shura the Rechol Limcho. Who rock in the copper oven. Wow. Ashke Shelek and Matisse, she's all because of the score of Harbor Mother deserves a book. He's not going to get ahead. He's still, clearly he's assuming that the plain black print that they printed those masculine of papers in the turn of the century were included in the prohibition. I mean, go for my doctor that was the wrong shin and the wrong test and the wrong, the opposite isn't hold for that. Okay. Now the Grah has an interesting comment over here. The Grah and Simon Reish pay Dalit, the top vote on the Ramah's statement that ain't close, different call to Savashurin, he writes, I am Veragola. What does Veragola say? What do you say? I'm paying a Vardy machine of Sivotum, some of those from Otis, a favor, such a Nata, a Sav, a Savacha, the half of the Stamak, what do you recall? That's what the Veragola says. Fine. Will the Ramban and now the Shem Tzirtus. What does that mean? Ramban, he doesn't mean the Ramban is saying Ramban. Ramban is Faker. Ramban is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Chabad said, also the Gimel has the possible of Tzirtus,
and you saw quoted out those some days in the day, Im uktav ashurim. That's what the Ramban said. He quoted the Rosh, the Shem Ramban. The Ramban is saying, on the contrary, that uktav, you should use uktav ashurim to divrei to psukim without tirtum. And the Ramban is saying you should use uktav ashurim to divrei chol. What does it mean that they're saying the same thing? And they're both saying you shouldn't use Kala Shuru. It's opposite the case. Fine. So indeed, what does it say they were not supposed to? Not as based in the base. Open up.
What does it say? This is an interesting issue.
The issue of Sirtan. Hershey says, on the days and the days, they saw things to Osir, with the Magia to Osir, Lichto, Sholosh, Tevas, or Arba, below Sirt. Three or four. Gittin Avav, the Makoik is three or four. Three or four. The Makoik. They say the first white line, only Ha, Ooh, Omar, the Menogim, Lichto, the Egros, Shlomim, Arba, the Chamish, Tevas, more than the minimum. And our puzzle will appear. We should blow us all the doctors and toast it. Our puzzle with Russia. The Yudhi Rabbi Yosef the Gitt. And the Masha, all of them toast it. The Yigeret, and our puzzle with Sachus. Sachus the Shono. Sorry, will appear to you. Masha, the Yushalmi, the Oscar, the Cholini, and I feel the Yigeret Shlomo. You may have to puzzle with the Kof, the Kitsovo, the Carmina, they get the right to puzzle backwards and the little changes. But the Makhloi. The Shulchan Aruch is Mayhill. And open up. Him and raise Hey, Dalit. That you would get a shalom and mutter lift of a few of the time of the head of the shop. Listen, the shop back, that's just what name. Well, so you shall talk to court. So you should be, try to be remarked. Fine. And there's a steer and Rambam I mentioned to you before about time, about what the number of words which is permissible. Is it two or is it three? Here in Hilchot Sefer Torah, the Rambam is quite clear that three words are permissible. Like the Terek Zion in Ilkha Sefer Torah. Allah Chatez Zion. Right? Plus the Megillah, Shalosh Tevis, the Sheet Ahab, that's Mutter. Three is not then considered a significant enough number to be viewed as part of the whole. First word is Asher. Asher can mean anything. One word is certainly meaning Asher Yashre. A big deal, still meaning that's already a shayla. Three words, it's not just a coincidence of two words happen to be put together, 33. Makuta Meshulah, so very, you know, 33. So according to one day and gift, that's already considered a part of the whole, and you have to have certain. And therefore, it would seem to be according to that, it would be also to put it together. And say, Rugen means two and two, 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 and that's 3, 3, 3, 3. Ram is Makel over here, and Ilkha Sevetar. However, Ilkha's Yibu of the Khalifa, of all places, contradictory Rambam, which the Hagos Maimoni and the Kesef Mishnah make reference to. So there, the Rambam is discussing the writing of the Get Yevamim, where certain sukkim were found. And there in passing, just in passing, Rambam says a phrase. It says, write it down, the Get Yevamim, the star they talk about sukkim, should also lift up Gimel Tevis below Tirtus. Here is Makra 3, and also the Asher 3. So there's, beautifully, three approaches to this. I go, finally, this is a typo. Where's the typo? The typo is here, in the Ilkha Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Rambam really Asher 3. I don't believe that for a variety of reasons. One is, as the Rambam tells us before, I don't know what tells us too much. No, we have no source to tell us off. I don't have a frank on this yet. But I don't think we'll ever find it, we'll find the source itself. That's one approach. The Kesef Mishnah said he changed his mind. And the Duch the other, you pass him the Sefer Torah, and you pass him the Chazivim, know if it was left, whatever. I don't forget the mission from. The left mission says, it depends. Even say before you're writing it for Torah, base verse, like if you're filling or something like that, you're a little more careful about it if you make up for three. You get Givamah, which is not a document, not as a Dav Kedusha, and a Lead Dav Kedusha, they have to be mapped even for two. Sort of the flip side, he says, of our Tosha with the Sakh and Lashon. Those are the three portions we found in the printed Rambam, or offset Rambam. But I'm partial to the Orta Mea, to his own text. I like his text best. But the Mea, and he'll also say from Torah, is the following. This is very interesting. He says, you write three tevers, dafka lechudayu. Avashtar chalitza, you write the sukkim, you also need gimel tevers. And you have to have sirtut. Sugam gimel tevers, tzorach l'sarnton. The gimel tevers, tzorach l'fatsi l'kapta. Ruadin af mayrach shnei tevers.
Hukumot ahom azutim esatim l'kula parasha. If you look at it, I looked it up. There's a whole sirt of long sukkim. And the whole thing, and they give a whole arichas. How many words is that? Oh boy, I mean, that's eight words. Some of them I can't figure out. And then they say, here, you can do the whole text. The whole text is here. That's what you do. They write on what went on in the interaction between the Yavam and the Yavama, and they write among other things. This is halacha lamed. Right, he came and he said, she said, Me'en yivami lo'akim lo'akim shem v'yitzrael lo'a v'yami. Excuse me, nine words. And then, said lo'a v'fatsa l'kapta. And then, kocha yaseh l'ish asher lo yivne es beis achim. Again, nine words. Hello. The Nikra Shmo Yisrael Beis Chalitza. No, 15 words. That's a whole. I'm going to say a whole of Megillah. I'm going to say that's it's a whole Arichus that requires Tirtut. So once it requires a Tirtut for those 15 words and the other 9 words, so you have to. These three also require. Two would also require. I don't know about one. Two would also require. So right there, also there. And the only reason he mentions three because that's the smallest unit. Look, about Kachta. There is no two. There's no twosome in the. In the Get Khalid. Okay, I think that's a beautiful term. I have a Sameh Oro. The Mechab and Aloch, the Rambam writes, Shekotun Get Givomen or Ksumas Givomen. Mishad and Mokam Apsukim. He gives you a Ksumas Yom Arif Yenik Suk. I must have missed something over here. In Aloch Lamed Gil, he gives you a whole Ksumas Givomen. So I don't see a single pulse. I'm just wondering what that's doing. Get Givomen, yeah. This is the Oro. I don't know. Look at the. Maybe in the Franklin Rambam, maybe there's actually a comment about it. Don't know. Okay, Rabotai. However, if you don't read these words together, these words are not sort of together, you have just three here, three here, then it's called Terugin. Terugin. And the Chor is the same Shalit, two mutter or three mutter, five mutter, tava hotaya. And the third thing which I thought was most important for us, is you throw it in the garbage. Well, makla, not the right sukkim, because it's a question of shemus. So I think it's the same shah would apply over here. It's three words shemus, or it's four words shemus. Well, it's the same shah. If it doesn't need spiritual, if it doesn't, and it's mutta licht of megillah, you know, when it's no violation of dvarm, shabich sa'av, it's garbage. Some two words, some three words. But what is it, two or three? I say, makla, that's all it applies. If I have a three-word snippet, must I put it in the Geniza now? According to the Rambam, the answer was no. That's the way we understood the Rambam. According to the Machmirim, Shatan of Shechonor, Horesh Pei Dalet, that's the Tirtut. Three words require Tirtut, then three words require Geniza too. That's what I thought. I didn't see the Farish and Toskin, but that's what I thought. The last point over here, Tosfos here talks about a Tirtut Elyon. Elyon? Came in second place? Fourth place. Huh? So Tirtut Elyon suffices. That means that you put a line on top, it enables you to be, if you can write properly, you can sort of all write it in based on the line on top. So the post can say, not only if you have a straight line on top, but you took a very careful knife and made a scratch, but even if you have a line of written words on top, and even if the written words are written without tzitzis, still good enough. The post can say the shock walk, it's good enough. The Ramah quote is cool. Ramah says, the Mesirta Chita El Yonah Shuv Lo Tzarech. And the Shach of Kodan Gimel says, Muta Lifta Vishav Edef Lo Tzirta, the Mestam and Ifta Bshur Yonah Bi Yosher, Vada Kamo Tzirta to the Marshal Namata. Kamo Tzirta, because even though you didn't use it, it didn't, it itself didn't have Tzirta. So how did you write it in the first place? So you didn't have Eir. Or, because the Tshuva is because they had the very last Pesach Tshuva in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Because of Tzkila Divi Rishus, Kamashit and Bishova. Rakah Pesukim. All the Divi Rishus were welcome students. Not so much person didn't have it. Okay, we talk about a Tzadik, we'll end with Tzidkut, and we'll now turn our attention to the Shemona Pesukim and Shuvah Tzor. Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure your question. What is the Tefalaf about? What does it say? Right. It has to be Makshirit. Sif Alva talking about you. In Ulali, Simi Hilchot Sefer Torah. To write a proper Sefer Torah, you have to have Sefer. Sif Beis, you're not writing a Sefer Torah. You want to be left alone. You just want to write down something for your own purposes. That's what it's an alphabet. Yeah? No, nobody says. Shur El Yonah itself serves the account. Okay, maybe that's the Shachmet. I thought not. I thought I was really influenced more by the Prusha. The Prusha is the Farish, that this is true even the top one is written without it. I believe that the Prusha should be closer. Yeah, if you take a look at the very last brackets in the Tzitzit Shuvah. Gevua Zeb Arosh. I'm not sure what that little circle goes referring back to. Uvitur, the Shita Rishona Kemo Sirtut. Kemo Shkoz B'Shach, Taz B'Shach, Sima Shigia B'Nekudas HaKesef. Okay, let's look at the Nekudas HaKesef. He says, וכן קוסוס, אהבתי גם אני, בשח לקוד גימו. רק שיש שם השמות מהמדפית, שיש בין מהטבע לטבע, כאשר נראה להן את נטורת. So the סירטת שיטה על יונה, והוא עדין עם נכתוב השיטה על יונה, בלו סירטת מוטו דכתו וכו'. וכאלו, that's the first day. The שח, I think it's sort of assuming. Okay, רבי סי, תף למד עמד א', the time is an hour to you. Okay? Which is the Gemara here, and this stuff talks about the theme of the Sefer Torah. Talks to Gemara Azark. Shmona Pesukim Sheba Torah Yochid Korei Osot. The Beis HaKnesset. Now, does everyone know all the Pshatim in Yochid Korei Osot? How many Pesukim, how many Pesukim are there in the word Yochid Korei Osot? This is the Pshatim, for any loves it. How did Rashi understand? Adam echad korah, they lapsik bein tayin, they laman achim liklus. You can't make another whole supper there. You have to sell some aliyahs, you can't. So let's add some up to go together. That's Rashi, too. Yochid means one person. One person. Nope. Any other Purushim that we have? There is, of course, the Rabbeinu Meshulam. What? Lo yikra shatimo. Normally, whenever we get an aliyah, the two people reading, the Balkari and the Ola. But the older shouldn't read the last eight sukkim Sheva Torah. That's the Rabbeinu Meshulam's shot. Correct? Number two. Any other shotim that we saw? That's the Rambam. We'll get to that later. I asked the Mordechai. Did the Mordechai say what Yochid means? No? Miyuchad. That's the Talmud Chol. The Rav, that's Chosin Torah. It's a minigat no shoes. Some should sell it. We won't talk about that. But generally speaking, those who follow the meaning of the Mordechai, that the Rav, the Miyuchad, gets Chosin Torah. Shot number three. The Rambam is shot number four. The only minion. on an opinion. Four pshat. Any other pshat? Two, that's the end. Yeah. 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 As opposed to what we do, we read, I don't know, 16 psukim together. That's the Yad Rama? Okay. Seven. Okay. And what else? Maybe it's a long one of any Mishulam. Okay, so maybe he means that the Balkaire should be the Ola. You know, to avoid the problem, instead of having a Balkaire and an Ola, and the Balkaire leading the Ola is quiet, have the Balkaire be the Ola. Perhaps. Get to the two variations on what we saw until now. Fine. All the Pshatim we understand very well. The ones that we don't understand are the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Meshulam. The rest are self-explanatory, huh? Rashi holds it as a separate unit, so it should either Rashi or the Rebbe Gashi version, both make perfect sense, right? You understand that? And then the Mordechai, we totally understand, but the Rambam no one did it for a minute. The Rabbi said, wow, after the minute. And the Rabbeinu Meshulam is even harder to understand, because Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing he doesn't understand, because Rabbeinu Tam, if you may have a common law, you are regular, she is Sayesh, the Yachtibu, the Korah, the Torah, because of the first thing in the Megillah. Kru, Ashnaim, Yatsu, Bashaik, and Betorah. The Rashi is different. Masha Noga and Asher Shem Shaya Shat the Kori Betoro. Kadesh Lo Levayash Misha Eni Odeya Likros. He part of himself to be Kurim. Shaskina Shagmakar and Atakol. Fine. Different story. But that was not the Gemara Talmud, says Rabbi Natan. Not to the Gemara that was further, to try to begin to understand the Rambam Shita and the Rabbi Namishul Mashita. Let's go like this. What's the fact with the Vayatei Pesukim? Kemad lo kerem Shimon. The Tanya, Vayomah Shem Moshe, Emer Hashem, Ev Shem Moshe Chai, Vekosav, Vayomah Shem Moshe, Ra'akan Moshe, Ra'akan Kosav Moshe, Mikan Velech Kosav Yeshua, Yeshua Ben Nun, Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Ali Rabbi Nechen. Sure. So in other words, the airport is completely different, so they have to be, because it's different, so there are different halacha. What's an halacha? Four pshat. Amr Rav Shim and Esh and Sefer Torah Chos and Rav Sachar and Sib Lekor and Sefer Torah Zeh. Sounds of Moshe Begomer. Can't be. And the Ad Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Umoshe different Gersos. Omer Vekose. That's on the side. Mikan Ve'elech HaKodesh Baruch Hu Omer Umoshe Kose Vedema. Lamed Rokam Shimon? Nay. Afilotei Rav Shimon, hov ishtani ishtani. Different. Why is it different? Because Moshe is kosev bidema. Now what does it mean, Moshe is kosev bidema? Zot Rashi. Lohoya Omer Akrav Merov Tzaro. Moshe was not about to say, oy mayom Moshe, Moshe, Eben Hashem, you're going to cry. Right about his own death. So he wrote it down. He was a good soldier, because most of the rights he wrote. But he didn't say, didn't verbalize it as a different halacha. It's shtani, shtani. Different halacha. Different kaz, different them are different. So Rashi didn't really explain why it's halakhically different, it's factually different. That's what Rashi said. I think that the Gra is a different shot over here. The Dema. Anyone know the Gra's term for Dema? Is the Gra a tears from the word? Someone else may say that. Huh? Anybody say that? Anyone see that in print? Or in any other form of writing? I thought the Gra had a different shot, they said. I don't know if it was printed and made in one of these forums. The Bedema is, when they also have a Dim Acha, Lo Sa'acha. The Bedema is all mixed up. That's Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all the letters in a row. Like the Rambat, the original primordial Sefer Torah was written. Eish Shchor, Eish Levana, but all the letters in a row. I don't know whether the one broke them into words. The Bedema is written straight in a row. No, is that what this means? Ever saw that? Heard of that, John? You heard of it. It's the first in the Shem Agra. So I remember once hearing from my cousin, Rabbi Kalish Shlita, Rabbi Derech Eson, that he once told me, that's Shad Meb Shad. If the Gra is right, I understand Rashi. Not that Rashi held that way. It shouldn't be Mastik Bene. Because Zecha, Moshe didn't even break up the words. So we shouldn't break up the Psukim. Interesting how odd. Okay, but now let's get down to business, Rabbi Shad. We don't understand what is Shad in this Rabbeinu, Meshulah. We don't understand Pshat in the Rambam. So we're stuck twice over. I'll take your Pshat. Before I give you my Pshat, I'll be happy to take your suggestions. What's Pshat Rabbeinu Meshulah? What do you do with the Gemara? And what's the love that's behind it? And the Rambam, the only dominion? What's Pshat on that? We're stuck on both counts. We don't understand what it's all about. So I once said a Shia, I think a Shia was said originally in camp, and there was finally get the quote the last day, or days, the Beit Yosef Shol, which is a whole beautiful production which in memory of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, with emphasis on the Torah that the Rav had with relation to the Torah, something which was beautiful. You can read it in Yiddish, Ayidus Gegelichim to Sefer Torah, which is one of the most beautiful drushes, and it was translated by Rabbi Carmi, the Hebrew, to read it in the Hebrew. And you can write also some beautiful mamorah by Rabbi Barbara Soloveitchik, Rabbi Lam, Rabbi Chalap, Rabbi Khan, Rabbi Shechter, myself, which I'll tell you about, Rabbi Ganak. All these things do not really have to do with anything we've learned until now. I was trying to find what you can do, it's all about different things. But then, Rabbi Adler, Rabbi Chanan Adler, has a piece about Birchas and Tefillin. She tells some of the things you spoke about, you know, the Rashi, the Rabbi Bama, and Rabbi Chanan, interesting, I saw interesting. You know, Meir Olien, okay. Rabbi Hoffman writes about Tzirtut. I think that's where he referred me to that, Maaz Chai. Rabbi Harari writes about Ksiva Tzivet Torah, the Hedid of the Melech, interesting, Aron Yonah. Rabbi Tarragon has two things, one is Tashri Zinlein, one is Tefillin Belaila, which we spoke about. And then Rabbi Jacobowitz, Rabbi Sabalovsky, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Konigsberg. Have all things which are also not too much to get to what we learned. But a few things in between, if you want to have a look, the Tanash a little bit for the David Bezos and show us the campaign. So I wanted to experiment in Meshulah Shita based on two Yesodas in the row. Let me tell you one Yesod now, and the rest we'll talk about tomorrow. The Rambam was always the Rav's favorite Rishon, and he couldn't understand what the Rambam was talking about. When the Rambam quotes this din, explains that you don't need a minyan, he gives an explanation. He doesn't just say, you don't need a minyan. He explains. That was presumably his understanding of all Vishnani Yishnani. Shmonim sugim shebetzof ha-Torah mutl likol sam beveis ha-Knesset b'fokos me'atzorah. Af ha-Karav shak pisha kol Torahi u'moshe nipiyak b'ura moram. Hol umashmon shem la'acha mitzas Moshe harein ishtanu u'lefichach mutl l'kliyochot likros osu. What does that mean? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Moshe kosev b'dema. He's crying. And the Rambam writes, Hol umashmon shem acha mitzas Moshe. That's not who's crying. That was the Rav's kasha. So the Rav gave an interesting, fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. Like, the Gemara's expression, according to our givers, that Moshe Omer Vakote, means Moshe had to say it before he wrote it. Because in order for it to have a chal, what we call the chal Hashem Torah, you had to first say it first. Torah means Torah. You have to teach it. Tell the people, right? And after you write it, tell them what you already had previously told them, you were writing different Torah, and the Ksav HaKadosh Torah Shebuchsav. In the last eight sukkahs, Moshe could not command his sukkah to Klal Yisrael in his lifetime. Moshe commanded Bereishis Bara Elokim. Wasn't a command to do something. It was part of the Torah of Moshe. He said, Bereishis Bara Elokim. He said it. Wasn't the time we know it now. Moshe said it. Moshe couldn't say Vayom Hashem Moshe. That'd be crazy. He couldn't say Vayom Hashem Moshe. Impossible. He was still alive. So he wrote them without saying him. That's about the Pshat and Agamah. I think he was choked up with emotion. The Rashi gives a curve. He couldn't bring himself to to say the words. No, I remember he was giving a cold litvashim shas that he couldn't say it because it didn't make sense. The Mele Rabbosai, the Rav adds in the second part of the cold litvashim shas that these eight words were not niskadosh b'kedushas Torah shebichtav in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. Because the shame Torah was not calling him yet. Because Moshe didn't say it. It wasn't true yet. So the Rav explained, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Nah, he was right about his death. Nah, it didn't bother Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone has to die sometime. What bothered him was that he wouldn't be able to finish the full job to write a Sefer Torah with full Torah Shebichtav in his lifetime. Had a Kaddish Baruch Hu chosen to put those eight sukkim in Sefer Yehoshua ben Nun, which he could have. The Moshe could have finished the job. But now the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells him that he's going to have to be in the Torah itself. And Moshe Rabbeinu cannot fulfill the complete mission of writing a Sefer Torah with the full Kaddish of Torah Shebichtav. Because he can't have it. Because he can't say it. Not because he doesn't want it. He doesn't make sense. And therefore, if he is not over the coast, there's no full Kedusha. No matter he's writing from Bereshit all to the end, and he can't quite finish it. Not that he's choked up with emotion, therefore his tears are flowing, and if he's crying, Bedema. And no, he's crying because he's not able to do the mitzvah, not because he's writing about his own death. Again, the second part of the Talmud, Litvashim Shas over here, not that the Dema means because he's about to pass away, right by his own death. The Dema means because he's not able to fulfill the mandate of writing a Sefer Torah with full Kedusha, and therefore he wrote Bidema. He wrote Bidema. And Lohoyal Merachav, he wrote Tzaro, was rather because it didn't make any sense at the time. And Mela, the Rav explained why only the minion. Why are we in a minion about that?